Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Here we are back at John Thiel Gym. The tip is up and won by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We are underway. Second game of the shootout for the Streaks. An unexpected one as we're taking on the Lewistown Indians. The Streaks wearing road black uniforms from, I'm not sure what year these are from.
I don't know.
We know that. And this is due to the fact they just played in their white uniforms, their home whites, and none of them had their regular road uniforms, so they had to dig into storage to find some uniforms to play in. So they're black. They say Silver Streaks on the front, stripes going up and down on the sides. Kelsey Legg misses a three on the left wing, and Lewiston has it. Lewiston ranked number three in Class 1A. They were set to play Lanark Eastland, who's also, I believe, top five in Class 1A. They did not make the trip, so the Streaks playing here again after just losing a little bit ago to Central Catholic. We know this Lewiston team runs a lot. They'll four-court press the whole game, and they'll shoot a lot of threes, although that, I'm not sure what that shot was, but it was no good by Mayberry.
I'm almost going to travel. I'm just going to throw it up shot.
Now we've got a foul on the sideline.
It should be on Anna Heffron for Tripp.
We got Anna Heffron, Carly Heffron, Kate Heffron. Kate Heffron also plays on the sophomore team.
Two Mayberries.
Bailey Mayberry and Kennedy Mayberry. Is that the only? Yep, I think those are the only. Other than that,
well, that's five.
Yeah, that's five. Backdoor pass to Kelsey Legg on the left block, and she traveled, but all the push is going to be called, though, on Paige Bennett. So Bennett with the call. That's the second team foul here on Lewiston to start the game. Bennett got one, and Anna Heffron picked up the first. Kelsey Legg
inbounds
to Kate Rains. Wide open down there on the left block. Deja puts it up and in. 2-0 Streaks. Game just underway. 6:43 to play first quarter. Second game of the day. No boys game tonight. Their game got canceled. Dixon decided not to make the trip. Three-pointer top of the key up and no good by Sydney Schaefer. Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks.
I suppose, fortunately for the boys, they at least played yesterday. It's not like the girls that were on a 10-game or 10-day break because of cancellations.
But they probably wanted to play after a nice win over Rock Island last night. They probably want to keep that feeling going. Chloe McCarthy for three out high left side on the feed from Riley Jenkins. That is good. And we're good to see the Streaks shooting the ball well to start this one. 5-0 is the Galesburg lead.
Yeah, they didn't shoot it very well from three in the first game. 3 of 14. So it's nice to get a good start here because that usually is what motivates the Streaks.
Three-pointer right wing up and in this time by Sydney Schaefer.
She gets them on the board.
Yeah, and she real quick release on it.
What was that?
The ball got it bounced away, and Chloe had to run over to the sideline to pick it up by the Streaks bench before she inbounded.
It was like, I don't know why the official didn't just go get the basketball. He let it roll the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. That is kind of strange. So Chloe, who was inbounding, had to run there and get it. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side to Andrea Sampson, right baseline.
This is a game Deja could have a big night.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nobody that's going to be able to have her match her strength or athleticism in the post. And they're kind of looking for Andrea. Tried to bounce it in there, but it went off the leg of Schaefer. Streaks will have it on the near sideline. No, they're going to give it to him on the baseline. And it will be Kelsey Legg to inbound. This on the left baseline. Kelsey with it. And it comes to Riley Jenkins. It got tapped into the backcourt. Riley's able to run it down. Riley Jenkins across midcourt, gets a pick from Chloe, has it here on the left side. Nice give and go to Chloe down the left side. Nice block shot, though, by Hannah Burdess, 5'11 senior, and it comes back the other way for Lewiston. Lewiston, Lewistown, take your pick. I'm not sure what the people in the town actually say. Shot up and no good. That was by Anna Heffern. Missed the three, but they come away the rebound. Shot up and no good by Burdess. Ball goes to the floor, and, well, before a tie-up, they were able to get rid of it.
Travel.
And now a travel is going to be called on Anna Heffern.
And the Lewiston fans not too happy with that call.
I'm not sure why.
And now what are we doing? He's going to – the official's talking to the crowd.
I don't know. They're pointing somebody out. I don't know if they're warning a somebody in the crowd.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he yelled, but
yeah.
I didn't think he
did
anything.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know if there were maybe something else said before that. Riley Jenkins down the left side, then to right side, flips it up with a right hand, can't hit.
Well, that was one of those they complained, so we're not going to call the foul.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Riley easily should have gotten free throws on that.
Schaefer misses the three, but the rebound comes down to Bennett. And Lewiston will get another crack at it. 5-3 streaks, 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Left wing it goes to Mayberry, Bailey Mayberry. Now this is Anna Heffern down the right side, shot blocked, and they're going to call the foul this time. They're going to call Riley or Kaylee Miller, who's in now. Kaylee in, Lexi in.
Well, and
it goes against Riley.
Riley
Jenkins.
Got her hand on top of the basketball, and it wasn't a body thing, so I don't know where that came from.
So Anna Heffern goes to the free throw line with two shots, missed the first. You know, I probably should have started filling out my scorebook right after that game, but I'm going to take a break.
Second one missed as well. Chloe comes out with the rebound.
They pick up with full court pressure. That's what they'll do the entire game, especially off of a made basket. But a foul's going to be called on Sydney Schaefer as she bumped Riley Jenkins on the dribble. Well, the one thing, the Streaks are going to have a quickness and athleticism advantage in this ball game, but they're still going to have to take care of their business, though. Lauren Livingston, Deja Range, Chelsea Stevenson, Kelsey Legan, Andrea Sampson, Chloe McCarthy, Lexi Tucker, and Kaylee Miller will go to the bench. 4:13 to play, first quarter. Streaks leading 5-3. Riley Jenkins with it. Out high left side, Kelsey Legan to Deja Range, top of the key. Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Looks over the defense. Now dribbles left. Goes to the wing. Hesitation dribble down to the baseline. Picks up.
Traveled.
Got tripped up and traveled. I think maybe she caught her foot on Schaefer's shoe or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's what happened or not. So the Streaks turn it over with under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter, leading 5-3. Second of two games here today for the Streaks. One expected, but due to the road conditions, team decided not to come down from Northern Illinois, Lanark Easland. Nice pass down on the baseline
Bailey Mayberry,
and she was fouled. That was a really nice pass. Who made that? Was that Anna Heffern, I think?
I think so.
And the foul was called on, let's see, who'd they call that on? Oh, Riley. That's her second foul. So two on Riley Jenkins. So at the free throw line, Bailey Mayberry puts it up and in, converts the three-point play. And a substitution for Lewiston, and that is Carly Heffern in, a 5'8 junior. Let's see, which one is she? She's number three. Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing with it, looks for some help. Got it to Kelsey Lake, back to Chelsea Stevenson, 18-footer up and good. Stevenson from the left wing had a basket and a three-point play in the first game. 7-6 streaks. Near turnover by Lewiston. Out high left side now. This is Burdess. Inside it goes to Schaefer, and she overthrew it, but Lewiston able to run it down. Now this is Anna Heffern with it. Right wing to Schaefer. Back to Heffern. Now Schaefer on the right wing. Going down the block left side. Kelsey Lake got away with a push there as Carly Heffern went up with it, and the Streaks come away with it in the form of Chelsea Stevenson. Now her outlet pass knocked away. Good hustle by Sydney Schaefer. But the Streaks are going to get it back with 2:51 to play here in the first quarter, leading 7-6. So this Lewiston team made up largely of underclassmen. Well, they got two seniors?
Well, Lauren's got to do something with the ball here, and it's going to be another turnover.
Ah.
Lauren just dribbled it with the defense on her, trapping her in the corner, and they were fine with that because the 10-second clock was ticking.
So the Streaks turn it over with 2:41 to play. Chloe McCarthy, Lexi Tucker, Andrea Sampson back in. We're going to see a lot of this because the Streaks just got done with the game a little more than a half hour ago. So Coach Massey will substitute pretty liberally here in this one.
I wouldn't be surprised if he starts reach down with some of the freshmen sophomores that didn't play in that first game because they theoretically have fresher legs.
Yeah, and I think did they have a game earlier?
Yeah,
over
they
at the
played
Fieldhouse?
Earlier,
yeah.
But I think it was much earlier.
Schaefer puts it up just inside the top of the key, missed it. Lexi Tucker with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins now with it to Kelsey Legg. She'll bring it across midcourt left side, gets to Andrea Sampson on the right baseline. She'll penetrate, tried to dish it inside to Lexi Tucker, got tapped away. Anna Heffron comes up with it down the right side. Nice crossover, but a nice defensive play. Riley Jenkins with a block. That was a good move by Heffron, but a better defensive play by Riley Jenkins.
Well, and that time she didn't get called for the foul, same as before where she did get called.
Riley missed a 15-footer on the right wing, rebounded out, bounces out long. And coming away with it is Paige Bennett for Lewiston. Now right wing, it goes to Schaefer. Schaefer kicks out to Anna Heffron. She's pretty quick. I would say we were more athletic and quicker, but she's pretty quick with the basketball. Anna Heffron, 5'6", junior. I was talking with Carl Sandberg, women's head coach Mike Bailey between games here. Three-pointer up and good. Top of the key from Burdess. Her first basket, 5'11", and can fill it up from outside the three-point arc. And Lewiston has a 9-7 lead, but he said he's looking at several of these players, that especially from the junior class. Riley Jenkins drives down the left side, missed it. Lexi Tucker with a rebound. Putback was no good. Burdess comes away with it for Lewiston. Now Anna Heffron to Schaefer running the floor right side, puts it up, missed it. And Kelsey Legg may have gotten a piece of it. Schaefer got her own rebound, though, and now a foul's going to be called on Chloe McCarthy. That'll be her first, and that'll put Schaefer at the free throw line.
Streaks freshman girls played this morning at 9 a.m. against Monmouth Roseville. The sophomore girls played at 1:30 against Lewistown.
Oh, okay. So they just got done not too long ago as well, but they had a little more rest. First free throw up and good for Schaefer. She's got 4 points. Sydney Schaefer. Second shot up. That one is good as well. And make it 11-7.
Can't
throw
those passes.
Now a steal on the inbound by Lewiston.
Streaks are taking advantage or believing that they're going to be able to just easily inbound basketball, and that's not what happens. You got to go meet the pass. This is an attacking defense. Oh, the travel, I didn't see that, but we'll take it. It's an attacking defense. So they're going, anytime that ball's in the air, they're going to try to steal the basketball. Streaks have got to meet passes.
And this, as I'm watching on that press, they're a little bit quicker than I thought they would be. So, Streaks, you got to be careful against that full-court pressure. And the inbound, now we overthrow it on the inbound, and they turn it over again.
5 turnovers for the Streaks here in the first quarter.
Kaylee Miller's going to quickly get back up and check in, and she'll replace Riley Jenkins. 1:03 to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 11-7. Lewiston, the number 3 team in Class 1A basketball. Did you see their record anywhere?
I've got the record as of AP ranking time. I can tell you what that is.
My guess is with the weather, they might not have played.
25-1.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. 25-1. This is Anna Heffron, top of the key, dribbles left, kicks out to Carly Heffron. Now Burdess, Anna Heffron, and a near steal by Kaylee Miller, and it's going to go out of bounds on the near sideline. It'll go back to Lewiston.
Number one team in 1A is, of course, Danville Schlarman, and they're led by their McDonald's All-American, Anaya Peoples.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible that we got not only Anaya Peoples, Bree Beal, both are going to be playing in the McDonald's All-American game.
Yeah, that's amazing considering there's no Illinois kids playing on the boys' side.
Yeah.
Which for years, Chicago dominated, always putting at least one kid in.
Deja Range with a rebound off the Lewis to miss, but it got knocked away. Schaefer knocked it away. Now Anna Heffron puts up the 10-footer, no good. Kelsey Legg with a rebound for the Streaks.
Got to value the basketball.
Andrew Sampson to Deja down on the right block, puts it up, and somebody got a hand on it. Now the ball goes to the floor, and chasing it down is Burdess for Lewiston. And they're going to get a shot off at the end of the quarter. No good. After one, it is Lewiston 11, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
You have a chance to win cash just for wearing a white WGIL button.
Available for free at
Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson in Galesburg.
Details, WGIL.com.
One quarter in the books from the second game of the Galesburg shootout for the Galesburg High girls playing back-to-back here. Now taking on the Lewiston Indians. So we played the number four ranked team in Class 4A. Now the number three ranked team in Class 1A here. As Lewiston was already here because the sophomores were playing, they needed an opponent. And this is one that Coach Massey said they weren't going to come here unless they had a good opponent. And so they were supposed to play Lanark Eastland, one of the top teams in 1A. They weren't able to get here, so they scrambled, tried to find somebody. So it's the Streaks. So they are getting a good opponent, that's for sure. And the Streaks are getting a good opponent as well from what we've seen so far. Lewiston with a basketball to start the second quarter. This is Macy Mikulik in now. Gives way to Bailey Mayberry. Now it's Carly Heffron to Anna Heffron. Dives down the right side lane. Nice move. Double clutch. Got it up in and off the glass. Anna Heffron, pretty good little looking little player. 13-7 Lewiston lead. And the Streaks turn it over against the full court pressure. Mikulik comes away with it.
Seven turnovers. And a three from Carly Heffron.
Carly Heffron with the three-pointer.
And they are on a 10-0 run right now.
16-7 Lewiston lead. 7 minutes to play first half as Riley Jenkins drives in left side. Can't hit the shot, but there's Deja with a putback. Can't hit it. And Lewiston comes away with it. Bailey Mayberry. Now it's Burdess out high left side to Anna Heffron. Now Carly Heffron left wing. Back to Anna Heffron. Hesitation dribble down the right side. Nice defense by Kelsey Legg. And she missed the shot, but Burdess gets the rebound. Streaks are just getting out-hustled here. And I understand you just played a game, but now a foul on the floor called. Burdess kind of broke through the trap and fell down. And who are they calling a foul on? Both Deja and Kelsey are looking and say, who are you calling on? We were both just standing here. And, oh, it goes against Chloe McCarthy. I didn't think she was even in the vicinity, but that's her second foul.
So we were talking about Bree Beal a little bit ago. Did you see the numbers she put up last Saturday?
Yes. My goodness, what a day.
107 points in three games, 49 rebounds. She scored 40, 35, and 32. That is, first of all, to play three games in one day, but then to come out and score that much in three consecutive games, that's tough against any level of opponent.
And we had talked about her. She's somebody that's never been a huge scorer in a game. Like she would hit 30 sometimes, but but that was just a day. Everything must have just been working right.
Well, I guess she knew that the McDonald's All-American decision was coming out soon, so maybe.
Yeah, and you're playing up in the Chicago area, because wasn't that up in the suburbs? Or?
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't remember exactly where it was, but I saw those numbers on Twitter, and I was stunned.
Streaks break the full court press. Andrea Sampson can't get the three, but the long rebound comes out to Riley Jenkins. 6:06 to play first half. Streaks trail 16-7. So one more game here tonight in the shootout, and it will not be the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Their game is canceled, and that is because Dixon felt they could make the trip down here safely. So Alton will play Rock Island and boys basketball after this game, and that'll be the final game of the shootout here.
I know there's different weather patterns for different parts of the state. Kind of amazing that Alton's coming all the way up from where they're at, and Byron's not going to make it.
Yeah. Or at Lanark Eastland. See, now you did what I did. I got you saying it, too.
No, isn't Byron who the
Dixon.
Sorry.
But yeah. Same general vicinity.
Yes.
You got all those teams up in that area. So yeah, it really is interesting that and then Byron's boys team did make it here, but they were down earlier though too.
Right.
They played the game before ours. So yeah, and with the Byron girls have been here in the past too, because we played them the one year they had a girl that was going to Arkansas, which we were trying to figure out.
Right.
Streaks with it, 5:20 to play first half, trailing 16-7, just tossing it around on the perimeter. Now trying to figure out this man-to-man. Well, I guess it's more or less a man-to-man. No, there's more of a 1-3-1. I'm not even sure what they're doing.
I think it's a matchup zone.
Okay. Andrew Sampson stops, fires a three out high right side.
Two.
Nope, just
oh,
a two.
No,
oh, no,
three.
You call it a three. Yep. Andrew Sampson with her first basket of the game.
He first signaled two, and then after she made it, he put his hands up. He put the two down.
That's what I thought. I thought she was on the line, too, but all right. Carly Heffin with the three from the right wing. No good. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound on the weak side. Riley Jenkins with it. Brings it across. Goes to the right baseline. Andrew Sampson for another three. Good. Splash that one through. Two in a row. Quick 6-point run for Andrea. Now it's a 16-13 game.
Well, let's see if this breathes some energy into the streaks.
Burdess fires a long three from straight on. That's no good. On the rebound comes way to Anna Heffern. Nice pass left side to Bailey Mayberry. Can't hit the shot, but she's fouled.
I'll tell you what. Heffern finds the open player. She has good court awareness. A lot like Riley Jenkins, in which she can find that open player without much effort.
And Riley just picked up. Well, now they only have her for two fouls up there. I had that as her third. I thought they indicated 5-1 other time. Must not have been hers. The free throw is up and good by Mayberry.
Either way, not a good situation, but we'd definitely rather her have two than three.
So Bailey Mayberry at the free throw line. She's got 4 points and missed the second one. Rebound Andrea Sampson. Outlets to Lauren Livingston. Back to Andrea as they pick up with full court pressure even off the miss. Andrea will bring it across herself right of the center circle. On the dribble. Pulls it back out. Gets to Riley Jenkins between the circles.
Well, what Andrea did right there is exactly what you can do just about every time. This team is ball hawking. So what she did was she pass faked high and then dribbled by everyone because everybody jumped when she made the pass fake. Oh, double dribble.
Yep.
Or carry.
Or carry on Lauren Livingston, yeah. So the streak. So how many turnovers now?
We're up to eight.
Wow.
Eight.
13 points, 8 turnovers for the streaks. Coach Massey will not be happy about that at halftime. But you only trail 17-13, 3:49 to play first half. Burdess, high post left side, kicks out to Anna Schaefer for three. Nailed it. Or Anna Heffern, excuse me, with a three-pointer.
Got a bunch of Hefferns, and you're combining her name with
somebody else. I know. Got somebody else, yeah. Lauren Livingston has it tapped away from behind, and another streaks turnover.
And
Carly
up
Heffern
to nine.
Now. Nice backdoor pass, Anna Heffern. Nice touch pass over to Schaefer. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins, and it's going to go. What's it going to go? He didn't point either direction. He just held the hand up. Whose ball is it?
It's
going to go to the streaks. I thought so, but he never pointed. He looked like he was getting ready to point and then just held his hand straight up. And now the streaks nearly turn it over again. And great hustle by Anna Heffern.
Well,
and somebody's on the baseline. Who's it out of bounds on? It's going to be off of Heffern.
I think you got to get Lauren out of there because she's getting real nervous. Every time the trap comes, she just throws the ball.
Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:15 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 20-13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Understand who our opposition is. Liberals, leftists, socialists, communists.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings. WGIL.
3:15 to play in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Lewiston Indians. Third-ranked team in Class 1A, 20-13 is our score. Streaks a little bit uninspired here so far in the first half, which, I mean, a little bit understandable. You didn't know you were going to play a second game. They probably weren't told till the first game was over, honestly. I'm guessing Coach Massey didn't say anything on the bench.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it makes
any sense. Yeah, in the midst of another game. Now the Streaks nearly turn over again, get bailed out with a foul.
Well, realistically, it looked like there should have been a kick called. I understand that you have to actively try to kick it, which is great implementation of that rule, but it sure looked like Schaefer jumped up and put her leg out to kick that ball.
Mayberry gets called for the foul, 14 fouls now. I missed one on somebody there. I've only got three. Back in, Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg. You got Lexi Tucker, Riley Jenkins, Chelsea Stevenson in as well. Full court pressure, Chelsea Stevenson with it. Back to Chloe McCarthy. Well, you're not going the direction you need to be going. Now Chelsea Stevenson get back to Chloe at the free throw line. They finally get it across to Kelsey Legg. 2:50 to play in the half. Streaks trail 20-13. Riley Jenkins out high with it. Gives to Chloe McCarthy. Fires a three out high right side. Good.
Who's that pass from?
Riley. Second three for Chloe in the ball game. Make it 20-16. Driving left baseline.
No block.
Schaefer shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy, and Lexi Tucker comes up with a rebound. Now Riley with it. Left side on the wing. Pulls it back out. Gives to Chloe between the circles. Now Riley has it in the center circle. 2:20 to play. 20-16. The Lewiston lead. Right wing it goes to Riley Jenkins. She'll pull it back out and reset for the Streaks. Riley on the dribble, left side on the wing. Picks up and gives to Kelsey Legg near the center circle. Back to Riley on the left wing and lost a handle on it. Nearly lost out of bounds. Was just able to save it.
Well, and I keep her foot in bounds.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Now nice pass. Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. Got away with the travel there. Now to Kelsey Legg, top of the key.
Chelsea just keeps shuffling those feet before she gets moving and into a travel. But fortunately for the Streaks, hasn't been called.
And I'm not sure, because she does that, I'm not sure how you cure that.
Because it's quick.
She's got a quick move if she can get that down without traveling, but she's just a little bit too quick with it. Riley Jenkins now off the dribble. She'll fire the three from the right wing. No good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Carly Heffron. Now Anna Heffron with it. 1:19 to play. Three from Schaefer out high left side. Kind of flat, but it's up and in. Second one for Schaefer. She's got 7 points, 23-16.
Well, you can't let her just square up wide open threes, and that's Streaks have to understand they want that shot.
Kelsey Legg to Riley Jenkins, drives the left side, puts the little runner up high off the glass and in. First basket for Riley in the ball game, 23-18, 54 seconds to play in the half. This is Mayberry, left wing, it goes to Schaefer, and another three is up and in. Back-to-back threes for Sydney Schaefer. She's got three of them in the game and 10 points. 41 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins left wing. Kelsey Legg out high left side to Chloe McCarthy. Out high on the right side with 34 seconds to play. Looks like the Streaks may work for one here now with 30. And they trail 26-18. Now it's Chloe McCarthy. She'll fire the three out high right side. That's way short. And the rebound comes down to Carly Heffron for Lewiston. Now to Anna Heffron. Kicks out left wing to Schaefer. Three in a row for Sydney Schaefer.
She actually backed up on that one.
Yeah, the defense was there. It really honestly wasn't bad defense, but yeah, she took a step back away from it, though, as Carly Heffron knocks it out of bounds. She's going to get back just in front of the Lewiston bench.
Well, the Streaks right now look like they have no energy on the floor. And again, understandable, they just played a game, but Coach Massey might think about going deep into the bench and bringing some of the freshman sophomores out in the third quarter with how little you got to put the shot up.
Yeah, there was only 2 seconds on the clock, and I'm not sure they what.
I don't think Chloe knew it.
Inbound came, and they didn't even get a shot off before the horn. We have played one half of basketball, and a pretty impressive half from the Lewiston Indians as they lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It's Lewiston 29, Galesburg 18. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down the halftime stats, halftime scoreboard, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Yeah, walk the dog, gamed a little, play with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
February is Heart Month. It's the perfect time to consider your heart health and discover resources to help you lead your healthiest life possible. OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center is offering a free heart fair for anyone to attend on Friday, February 1st in the Cardiac Rehabilitation Unit. The event is from 7 to 10:30 a.m. and will feature a variety of activities, including blood pressure screenings, body mass index calculations, information about exercise and nutrition programs, and much more. To register, please call 309
949-344-9402.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Molden, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I set out to help my community and it ended up changing my life. I'm Mike, and I'm a community leader who helped bring Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center to the western suburbs. Years later, I was grateful to have access to proton therapy treatment for my own prostate cancer.
Proton therapy is an advanced form of radiation therapy that gives precise doses of radiation to a patient's tumor, reducing the risk of side effects and damage to surrounding healthy tissue.
The technology there was great, and the compassion of the staff was even greater. Their expertise got me back to being me again.
For nearly a decade, Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center has remained the only proton therapy treatment center in Illinois, treating a range of tumor types, including brain, breast, head and neck, lung, pediatric,
and, in my case, prostate cancer. Thanks to proton therapy, I'm healthy and back to strengthening my community.
Northwestern Medicine. What makes us better makes you better. Go to chicagoprotoncenter.com for more information.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks trailing the Lewiston Indians at halftime 29-18 is our halftime score. They were down 11-7 at the end of the first quarter, got outscored 18-11. In that second quarter, the Streaks 16-10 on the season. Lewiston comes in with a fine record, 25-1, the number three ranked team in Class 1A. Of course, Streaks just got done playing a game just before this one. They put it was a 30-minute break, but I mean by the time they started the clock immediately. So
right,
they even didn't. Before they got off the floor to the locker room, because they made the presentations of players of the game, which they're doing after each game for each team, and did that, and then they got their stuff cleared out, and then they had to go find new uniforms to put on, and because that hadn't been done. I mean, they didn't know till. The girls probably not until after the game. Maybe that was with Coach Massey also, that they didn't know for sure when they were going to be playing this game, because I saw him carrying some big Rubbermaid bins with the old uniforms in there that they're wearing here for this game. Let's see. Coming up, no boys game tonight. That one got canceled due to the fact that the roads are tough and Dixon not able to get down here. So no boys game tonight. There is one more game after this here at the shootout. It'll be a boys varsity game between Alton. Eric Smith, of course, former Silver Streaks assistant coach, a head coach at Alton. They will take on Tom Siegel's Rock Island Rocks, who just played on this floor last night and lost to Coach Mike Reynolds' Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coming up on Monday night, the girls back here at John Thiel Gym will have our makeup game, hopefully, weather permitting, as we'll play host to the Alamann Pioneers around 6:06 for the pregame 6:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. The Illini Wednesday night up at Minnesota, 7 o'clock pregame. Then Thursday night, we'll be up at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Friday night, the girls will be at Lincoln in a makeup game from the Downstate Classic, and Eric and I will be down there for that one. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. The boys, meanwhile, will be at Moline on Friday night, and they will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. So lots and lots of basketball coming up, and of course, this is all weather permitting, which didn't permit everything today. That's why we're playing two games, and that's why the boys aren't playing here tonight. Take a timeout. Streets trail 29-18. We'll check our halftime stats coming up next. By the way, the Illinois Fighting Illini got a win today as well over number 13, Maryland, on the road. Went over a
top ranked 25.
Team, or top 25 team since 2016. Okay, so 3 years. 3 years it's been since they beat a top 25 team, and they did that today at Maryland. Take a timeout. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running.
running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
The official WGIL forecast. Becoming partly cloudy for tonight with a low of 4, a wind chill value of negative 1 to negative 6 for tomorrow. Cloudy with a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, a high of 21, a wind chill value of positive 3 to negative 7. Then for tomorrow night, cloudy with a mix of snow and freezing rain overnight, temperatures rising to the low 30s. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 12 degrees here on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks trailing the Lewiston Indians 29-18. The second game of the shootout today. Well, normally the shootout you play one, but as things happen with the weather, we're playing another one here today. And the Streaks trail 29-18. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Chloe McCarthy and Andrea Sampson, each with 6 points in the first half, both on a couple of three-pointers, two apiece for Riley Jenkins on a basket, Deja Range on a basket, and Chelsea Stevenson on a basket. 4 three-pointers in the first half, no free throws attempted. 13 for Sydney Schaefer. She hit 3 consecutive threes there late in the first half. She had 4 of them in the first half. 5 points for Anna Heffron on a 3 and a 2. 4 for Bailey Mayberry, 3 for Carly Heffern on a 3, 3 for Hannah Burdess on a 3. They hit 7 threes in the first half, 3 for 7 from the line.
Well, 3 turnovers for Lewiston, 9 for the Streaks. So 9 actually wasn't too bad. They had 6 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Streaks out-rebounded Lewiston 17-16, but offensive boards went to Lewiston 7-4. Lewiston 9 of 27 from the field, including 7 of 13 from distance, only 2 of 14 from inside the arc. Streaks, on the other hand, 7 of 19 from the field, including 4 of 8 from distance, so they were 3 of 11 from inside the arc. So neither team getting it done inside the arc.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's and Galesburg. In Knoxville, I'm Levin. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half, trailing 28-19. Andrea Sampson with it out near the center circle. Gets a pick from Deja. Stops, fires a 3 out high right side. That's off the mark, and the rebound comes out long to
Mayberry.
Mayberry. Now what did I do? I keep misplacing my here's the correct. I got the, had the wrong page. It had the Rock Island Monmouth Roseville on it. I need the one with Lewiston. This is Schaefer with it on the left wing. And she gives to Bailey Mayberry. She'll penetrate, and Andrea Sampson comes away with a steal. Andrea on the dribble down the left side. 2-on-2 break. She'll stop on the left wing, kicks it out to Chloe. Now Riley Jenkins out high right side, and she'll set the offense. Who had Deja there posted up, didn't get it to her. That's a big mismatch there.
Yeah, and they haven't taken advantage of it. We saw them go in there once early, and that was it.
Kelsey Lake drives down the right side, takes some contact, lays it up and in.
That was a professional-looking move. She got it in the one hand, took the contact, and still was able to scoop it up and in.
First basket for Kelsey here in the second game, 29-20. A long three-pointer from Burdess is no good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. She was way out there, about 3 steps behind the three-point arc. She was a little bit closer to the volleyball spike line that time.
Yeah, in all fairness, though, it was right on the mark.
Yeah,
she
it was.
Just barely missed it, rimmed out.
This is Kelsey Leg out high left side. Free throw line is Chloe McCarthy. Pulls it back out, gives to Kelsey. Everybody just kind of standing at this point. Now a little bit of movement, and Riley Jenkins has it between the circles. 29-20 Lewiston.
The offense the Streaks were running right now is running right into the zone defense.
Riley Jenkins on the feed from Andrea Sampson. Gets the three on the right wing. Puts it up and in. That's her second basket. She's got five. Make it 29-23.
That was better because right there, Riley went away from the defense instead of going straight to the defense.
So 29-23. They tried to get it to Burdess, and she lost it. Now got it back.
Travel.
And oh, my goodness.
Oh, what was the call?
Burdess, she took the pass, and Deja just standing there, and she didn't. There was the play. Number one, the play wasn't affected anyway, but there was no foul. She kind of turned, and she bumped Deja a little bit.
And she lost her footing and traveled.
Yeah. What in the world was that?
I don't know, but Deja's allowed to have space there.
Yeah.
I don't know why she would get called for that foul.
And really, honestly, it didn't affect the play anyway. I mean, she lost her footing, but now Burdess has a long three straight on. That one's in and out, no good. And Deja with a rebound gets fouled. And it's going to go against Schaefer. And that'll be her first foul. 29-23, Lewiston with the lead. They have not scored yet here in the second half. Streaks need to take advantage.
Right. Got the deficit down to six. See if they can cut into it a little bit more.
Still showing the full court pressure, and Streaks beat it easily. But now, when the half court, they turn it over.
Well, you know, Riley's got to recognize she beat three of the players up the floor, so they're coming from behind you. You got to be ready for that. She didn't know where the defense was.
Mayberry came away with the steal. Now it's Anna Heffron to Schaefer out high right side to Anna Heffron between the circles. Right wing to Schaefer. Top of the key now it goes to Bennett. Paige Bennett, left wing. This is Mayberry, Bailey Mayberry. Now Anna Heffron from straight on about 17 feet. Can't hit the shot. And Kelsey Legg with a rebound for the Streaks. To Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across. And got grabbed.
Yeah. I was going to say, under the definition, that should have been a technical there because Burdess grabbed the arm of Riley Jenkins when Riley had gone by her.
I don't really know what she was doing. Especially there's Coach Greg Bennett can't be happy with that because she was out of midcourt. I don't know what she was doing. That's just her first foul, though. Andrea Sampson out high left side to Kelsey Legg. Swing it over to Andrea on the right wing.
Good pass.
Deja down on the right block. Turns up off the glass and in. Nice job by Andrea. They closed out on her for the three. I think she bobbled the ball a little bit, but got enough that she got the pass just between the two defenders. Got it into Deja. Posted up. She's got four. Now Schaefer with another three. Missed that one. Comes out long. And Anna Heffron with a rebound. It's 29-25 Lewiston. 4:23 to play third quarter. They've yet to score here in the third quarter. Top of the key, this is Bennett. Now this is Schaefer out high left side. Schaefer on the floor, now gives to Anna Heffron left wing. Bounces for Bennett, top of the key. Out high right side to Schaefer. Schaefer on the dribble against Kelsey Legg, brings it back out between the circles. Gives way to Mayberry. Now top of the key, it's Bennett. She'll fire the three from straight on, missed it. Burdess with a rebound, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up again, and Chloe made the shot. Chloe's going to get called for the foul. It's unfortunate. I mean, Chloe, what happened with Burdess was way off balance, falling backwards, and Chloe kind of walked toward her and kind of helped her move that way, and I don't know how the heck she got that shot up and in. She had a lot of strength on that one, put it up and in, and the foul on Chloe McCarthy, so a chance at the traditional three-point play for Hannah Burdess. Three fouls now on Chloe. She's only got two. I must have given the one Riley had. I thought she had three. No, they both only have two. So, I don't know. Had two. Both of them had extras. Missed a free throw. Now Riley puts it up, and it got partially blocked. And coming back the other way.
Nobody's cut off. Good job by the Streaks to recover. Bailey Mayberry had a free run to the basket, and fortunately for the Streaks, she missed the layup.
And now another Streaks turnover up. They get a break again. The ball went to the floor, and Schaefer, actually the ball I think was touching the end line with her hand on it. Back into the ball game, Carly Heffron, and she will replace Bailey Mayberry for Lewiston. And Coach Massey calls the timeout, and this is going to be a 30-second timeout. 3:25 to play here in the third quarter. And the Streaks trailing the Lewiston Indians 31-25. Just not a ton of energy out there, which is understandable. And it's not, the other weird thing, it's not just playing the two games in one day, because they've done that. We've done that in many, many tournaments, and they do that in the Summer League. It's It's playing back-to-back and not knowing you have another game when you just came off a really tough-fought game against a really good team.
Right. And you know, the other thing is I think the way the streaks came out, they got that 5-0 lead, and they kind of started to coast a little bit, and then you get the foul, you get them coming back, and you find yourself down at the end of the first quarter, and kind of saps all that energy out of you.
Yeah, I mean, because this, and this team's not going to quit. I mean, they're playing Galesburg. They want, they're one of the top teams in 1A, and this is a program they would love to beat. Nice drive by Andrea Sampson, shot wouldn't fall. Burdess with a rebound for Lewiston to Anna Heffron now.
Burdess now has 9 rebounds.
Wow. Go along with her, what, five points. Schaefer fires a quick three again. Quickly leads that one in and out, no good. And Heffron lost her footing coming down with a rebound, but Burdess runs it down.
Well, Burdess knocked her to the floor.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, she went up, had the rebound in her hand, and Burdess went for the ball too and knocked her to the floor. Fortunately for Lewiston, she had let go of the basketball.
Nice defense.
Had she held it on to the ground, she would have gotten the travel call.
Nice defense by Lexi Tucker. Knocked it away as they tried to get it down on the block. Kaylee Miller checks in. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break. 2:46 to play in the third. Streaks trail 31-25. Inbound comes to Burdess straight on. Top of the key. Now dribbles to the right wing. Picks up and gives to Anna Heffron. She fires a three. That's no good. Man, the Streaks just can't get the rebound to bounce their way.
Box out, too. Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Now Carly Heffron misses the three, and Chloe McCarthy with a weak side rebound.
Streaks weren't boxing out in the other. Oh, and now another turnover.
Yeah, Kaylee Miller didn't see the defender coming that way and spun
travel
and lost her balance and lost the ball. She gets up limping, but now a turnover by Lewiston, so the Streaks get a break there with 2:21 to play. And they trail 31-25.
The official's calling time here because he thinks Kaylee Miller's injured, so he's going to make the Streaks. He was going to make Coach Massey take her out, but she says she's okay.
Yeah, she kind of grabbed her shin and got up slowly and was limping a little bit, but she's fine, looks like. Riley Jenkins down the middle, kicks to Kaylee right wing. She'll fire the three short, and the rebound, Chloe McCarthy puts it up and got fouled. Thank you. Couldn't hit the shot.
I was going to say.
Is that Carly Heffron? I'm not sure who they're going to call it on. If she was near. Yep, Carly Heffron gets called for the foul. That's her first. Chloe McCarthy will go to the free throw line with two shots. First free throw attempts by the Streaks in this ball game. They trail 31-25, and bounces around, used all the rim, but fell off.
How do you know when your zone's working? When the other team doesn't even bother going inside to get fouled.
Yeah. Second shot. Oh, in and out, no good. Man, that's unusual. Two misses in a row from Chloe McCarthy.
Well, on top of it, they both bounced all over the rim.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird in that one, respect, too.
I'd say that one was down in and popped out. The first one kind of used all the rim. And now a travel called on.
This guy's called two of those.
Anna Heffron.
See him.
Yeah.
No, it was on Bennett.
Oh, it was Bennett. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's called two of those where they catch the ball standing still, and then they right as they're passing the ball, he calls the travel. I don't know if they're switching pivot feet. Oh, my gosh.
Now Riley just lost it off the dribble there, going toward midcourt. Lost a handle on it, went out of bounds, goes back to Lewiston with 1:50 to play in the third. And they've got a 31-25 lead. Anna Heffron out between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Schaefer. Gets a pick from Burdess. Steps back, fires a three. In and out, no good. We're kind of lucky that this whole team's kind of cooled off from behind the arc. And now the Streaks turn it over on the outlet. Schaefer with it. Puts it up off the glass and in. She's got 15 in the game. Make it 33-25. Back to an 8-point lead again. Streaks nearly turn it over again. Now they finally get it across. Kaylee Miller, and her pass is tapped away. Lexi Tucker able to run it down. Now it gets knocked away from her by Burdess. And
Streaks are playing way too sloppy right now. Just not taking the care of the passes. There's no pass fakes. They're just throwing it right into the hands.
Anna Heffron with it. A minute to play here in the third quarter. Heffron left wing. Top of the key, Bennett.
They've only given up 4 points in this quarter, and it feels like they haven't gained any ground.
Yeah.
I mean, they were down by 11 coming into the quarter, so they've caught up a little bit, but, geez, this would have been a golden opportunity.
Anna Heffron kicks out to Carly Heffron. She'll penetrate into the paint. Stops, kicks back to Anna Heffron with 37 to play. Now kicks to Schaefer, left wing, fires a three, missed it. Weak side rebound. Wow, she just slipped right between two black jerseys. It was Carly Heffron. Gets it and puts it up and in.
Well, the Streaks have a size advantage, and they are getting blown out on the boards right now inside.
Yeah, and it doesn't. This is one thing. Doesn't matter how tall the team is. You got to block out to rebound. Left wing, Riley Jenkins for three. That's short. Weak side rebound comes down to Burdess for Lewiston. 10 seconds to play. Anna Heffron runs right up the Streaks' backs and goes right between them, lays it up, and gets fouled by Kelsey Legg. I mean, just nobody. The Streaks had their backs turned, and she just ran right up their backs, saw the opening, and Kelsey just, I mean, she should have just let her go at that point, went ahead and swung at the ball, got called for the foul, and shot was up and in by Anna Heffron, and she's got a chance at the three-point play. She's got seven in the game and make it 37-25 with 5.7 to play here in the third.
Streaks got this down to a four-point deficit at 29-25. They haven't scored since.
Free throw is up and good, 38-25. 5 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins on the dribble to Kelsey Legg. She'll fire from midcourt. Too strong. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Lewiston 38, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
We're servicing vehicles, but more than that, we're servicing people. Michelle Batson understands that.
I went to Carl Sandburg for 4 years for automotive, and then I became a service advisor at Toyota, and then I stayed home with my kids for 4 years and came back to service advising because it's what I know and what I love.
Michelle is a great communicator who knows how to take care of people with automotive knowledge that is second to none. See what I mean when you schedule your appointment at the Galesburg Toyota Service Department. I'm Brian Penniman. Service local, service with confidence, service at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith there. Gibson Streaks outscored 9-7 in that third quarter and trailed 38-25. Lewiston with a basketball to start the fourth quarter.
The crazy thing is they had outscored them 7-0 before the 9-0 run put on by the Indians.
Carly Heffern out high left side. Over the top it goes to Schaefer. I don't know how that pass got there, but now a foul called on who?
It's got to be on Chloe or Andrea. And
yeah, they were near there.
Like either of them even tried to.
Andrea got the call. That's her second.
They were both just standing there. They actually let Schaefer.
Yeah, with Schaefer, they got through.
Schaefer split them.
So I'm not sure where the contact was. Free throw up and good. The only problem with Schaefer's shot, it's so flat. So when it's on, it's really good. But even on that free throw, it was flat, but it wouldn't. She swished it. But on three in a row that she hit in that first half, they were good-looking shots, just not enough arc on it. So that's why she's not consistent with it. She missed the second. Now the outlet pass stolen away. Schaefer stole it.
Streaks assuming that they're not going to play defense still. That's not going to be the case.
Carly Heffron misses the three. Deja Range with a rebound. And they are all, as soon as the rebound comes down, they are all over you double-teaming. Good defensive team.
Well, that's the thing. They have three girls in the backcourt, which that mean in the front court for the Streaks? It's a 4-on-2. You got to get the ball up, and you got to find the open player. It's 3-on-1 in the backcourt when Riley has the basketball, so it's a 4-on-2 Streaks advantage in the front court.
Got to find a way to get it up there. High post, left elbow, Chloe McCarthy back out to Kelsey Legg, left of the center circle. Under 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 39-25.
And realistically, what the Streaks need to do in that situation is they have to have two people in the lane so you can get a layup on one side of the basket.
Go to Deja down on the right block, power dribble, no, gets her own rebound though, and kicks out to Chloe McCarthy. Coach Massey, I'm wondering why there was no call. I didn't see what happened. Do you see contact on the shot?
I mean,
I don't know.
There probably was some, but.
Chloe for three airballed it, and the rebound comes down to Schaefer for Lewiston, and they've got a 2-on-1 break. Anna Heffron drives in. Nice block by Chloe McCarthy, and she comes away with it.
I mean, in comparison to what they've been doing, there was probably contact when Schaefer got those free throws off of nobody touching her. There should be a foul called when Deja's getting bumped down here. Now, in normal Western Big Six call play, neither of those would have been fouls.
Another 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. 6:12 to play in the game, and the Streaks trailing 39-25. Well, when we're on the road, we get a nice vehicle to drive from Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home with a lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And we'll be doing that twice next week, Thursday night to Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, Friday night down to Lincoln to play the Rail Splitters. So we'll see the guys out of Galesburg Nissan a couple of times, and you should go see him as well. Home with a lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. 6:12 to play. Streets trail 39-25. Again, why are the girls playing now? They already played. Well, because Lewistown was supposed to play at Lanark Eastland, another one of the top-ranked teams in Class 1A. They felt they couldn't make the trip down here safely. Galesburg High boys are supposed to play coming up at 7:30 tonight. Their game has been canceled as Dixon didn't feel they could make the trip safely. So we're playing a second game today against Lewistown because they had already made the trip here, and Coach Massey calls another. This time it's a full timeout. I'm not sure what happened there. He's still talking to the official. I'm not sure what he saw there. I don't know. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. 6:04 to play in the ball game. 39-25 Lewiston. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Congratulations to David Fredrickson of Galesburg, who won $20 when he was spotted wearing the white WGIL button. Get your button today. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Long three-pointer from Andrea Sampson from the right baseline, no good, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds on the far side by Lewistown, so the Streaks will get it back.
No, get it, yeah. I thought you said give it back.
Oh, no, get it back, yeah. Kelsey legged inbound from in front of the Streaks bench, and it comes to Chloe McCarthy, now Riley Jenkins near the center circle. 5:46 to play in the ballgame, Streaks trail 39-25.
And all that's been scored in this quarter is a free throw by Lewiston.
Riley down the left side of the lane, can't hit the shot. On the rebound, Deja rips it away, gives to Andrea. She leans in, puts up the five-footer, got it, and they're going to call a foul on who? I have no idea what that signal even is. He's like giving a fist like it's an offensive foul, but Andrea's going to the free throw line. They called the who'd they call the foul on?
Carly.
Carly Heffern. So Andrea Sampson made the shot. She's got a chance at the traditional three-point play. In and out, no good. Man, now what's going on with that rim down there? If you hit it, it's not going in, at least for the Streaks here tonight. They trail 39-27, 5:20 to play in the ball game. Schaefer with it. Now Carly Heffern. Now it's Mayberry. Mayberry out high on the right side. Bounces in the post to Schaefer, turns, puts up the 10-footer, missed it, rebound Andrea Sampson, and Schaefer there to knock it away immediately. That I would like to see contact called on, because immediately, I mean, she like went all the way across the arm of Andrea Sampson on the rebound. Another player not as strong as Andrea or Deja, and the ball, she's going to steal the ball.
Right.
Riley with it and has it knocked away.
Riley tried to split it on the dribble, and they got the hands on it, and then Schaefer with the easy two.
On the pass from Anna Heffern, and another near steal by Schaefer, Chloe able to hold on. 41-27 Lewiston, and the Streaks turn it over. Nope, Kelsey Legg able to run it down.
Chloe just threw that one into the front court, hoping somebody would run it down.
Kelsey out high left side with it. To Chloe McCarthy at the free throw line, faces up against Burdess, goes down the left side of the lane, and now we're getting calls that's like, okay. I mean, again, I guess you could argue there was contact there. They get us. No, it's on the floor though.
Call that on Carly Heffern?
What? Burdess was the one defending.
I don't get that.
That's two on Carly Heffern.
Three.
Or three, okay. So now that'll bring Bennett
back.
What,
I think that's what she's saying right now. Was he in the play?
Yeah, it was Burdess that was there defending. Kelsey legged inbound from the left baseline. 4:20 to play. Inbound near steal. Dangerous pass, but Riley Jenkins able to come away with it. Kelsey leg left baseline for three. Good.
But that's what they got to do. They've got to rotate the ball quickly and be willing to shoot that three.
Cut it to 11, 41, 30. Now Burdess with a three out high. Missed it. Over the back for the rebound is Schaefer. Oh, come on.
How?
Oh, she drives. Oh, they called the travel. I was going to say, he was looking. She went down. She lost her footing. Travel with it. And Deja standing there with her hands up. And I think Riley there, and she fell. And I thought he was looking right at Deja like he was going to call a foul.
Well, he signaled foul.
Yeah.
And then changed it to
travel.
Get it in.
Chloe finally gets it into Kelsey. Now Andrea Sampson across midcourt left side. She'll stop on the wing. And bounces for Deja down the left block. Deja turns. Power dribble in. Got knocked away by Schaefer. Brought it down low. Oh, come on. And now you're going to call a foul on Deja there?
I think she did. She grabbed the arm trying to get the basketball back. I do think there was a foul there. She laid out to try to knock the ball back. And
that's two on Deja now. Streaks got to get something going offensively here.
Well, the problem is that if you watch, Lewiston's flying up and down the floor, offense and defense. The streaks are just, you might get two or three players up the floor quickly, but the other ones are kind of showing they're tired.
On the drive, Mayberry gets knocked away. Got good defense by Andrea Sampson and Deja Range there. Now Kelsey Legg. Down court it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Chloe goes to the left wing. Swing bounces it to Deja on the block. Deja in up off the glass and got it. Nice power move over the hand of Burdess. And we would like to see more of that this whole game. That's six for Deja, 41-32. Now a three right wing is no good by Mayberry. Tried to fake that she got fouled. She went flying back toward the bench. Now Andrea long three right side. Missed that one badly, and the rebound comes down to Burdess.
And I think she could have gotten that one inside to Deja. I know she wants to hit that three when she's open, but
Schaefer for three, missed it. Burdess flies in for the rebound high off the glass, missed it. Riley Jenkins with the rebound. Now the streak's on the run. More on the jog, I guess. And now a foul on Anna Heffron as she reaches in on Riley Jenkins, and that's the 16 foul. So streaks will shoot free throws after this from here on out on every foul. And a 30-second timeout by whom? Lewiston called it. So Greg Bennett calls the timeout. Why can't they take more full timeouts in this quarter? 2:53 to play here in the ball game. Streaks trailing 41-32. Well, you've cut it to nine now, but under 3 minutes to play. And, you know, a problem we've seen over the years with a lot of Streaks teams, when you need a score urgently at a time like this, they don't do it. They're looking to run
the offense. Yeah, instead of trying to find a quick hitter.
Yeah. So 2:53 to play. 41-32 is the Lewiston lead. Streaks with the basketball. Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court. Kelsey Legg will inbound. And they'll not even pick up with pressure this time.
Well, I would guess they're getting a little gassed, but the other thing is they're at six fouls.
Yeah.
He does not want to let the Streaks start scoring with the clock stop.
Riley Jenkins down the left side lane, short on the shot. Burdess with a rebound. Now it's Schaefer to Anna Heffron on the left side. Out high. Now to Schaefer between the circles. 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game.
How tall you think Burdess is?
Where's she at?
She's about the same time. Is it cold?
Yeah, like 5'9"-ish.
Yeah. She's got 14 rebounds.
Wow. She's got it top of the key. And a three-pointer in the game, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all about positioning. Anna Heffron. Well, now they're content to take some time and run some clock. Now only 2:08 to play. Schaefer with it with 2:05. I'm guessing we're not going to see a ton of three-pointers fired up at this point of the game. Bennett top of the key out high left side. Carly Heffron under 2 minutes to play now. Schaefer between the circles, and she's going to back it off now.
Well, they've only scored 3 points in this quarter. The Streaks have scored seven. Oh.
Riley with the foul. I don't know if Coach Massey was calling for, but we're lucky that it wasn't worse because she actually grabbed Carly Heffron. Now five new streaks are set to come in. Lauren Livingston, Lexi Tucker, Kaylee Miller, Chelsea Stevens, and Arlita Brown.
Is this Coach Massey conceding, or is this?
I don't know. It looks that way.
Or is he just trying to get five fresh? Let's see.
Fresh legs in here, yeah.
Maybe just.
I mean, some have played today already, but. Well, 1:42 to play, 41-32, Streaks trail. Burdess between the circles, out high left side. Carly Heffron Anna Heffern now with it, being guarded by Chelsea Stevenson. 1:30 to play.
Definitely tough because you don't have the chance to game plan for a team you don't expect to be playing, and you know, if in a game you didn't expect to be playing, and then, you know, the back to back is never a good thing either.
And a streak's near. Oh,
yeah, but that's fine. We have the arrow.
But Kaylee Miller accidentally kicked Schaefer.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was accident. She was rolling over, and her foot just went right into her face. They both laughed about it afterward, though. She was like kind of pulled the ball away and then came back the other way. Her foot went right into the face of Schaefer. They were both on the floor. But
kind of surprised Coach Massey seems to be conceding this with only a 9-point deficit.
But here we go. We're, you know, looking, running the offense here rather than just getting to the basket. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson. And it gets knocked away.
It
went off Chelsea's leg. It got knocked away, went off Chelsea's foot, and it'll come back the other way. 60 seconds to play in the ball game.
18th turnover for the Streaks.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, one of the big things, it's tough. We talked about the energy level. It's tough mentally, though. Again, you don't know anything about this team. You didn't know you're going to be playing this game until the last game got over a half hour before this one started. And we don't even know how soon they knew about it after the game, because they were all on the sidelines because they made the award presentations for the players of the game after the last one.
Ooh. Oh,
Coach Massey's telling him to foul or not. I think he was, but 35 seconds to play now.
I don't know. It seems conflicting to the way they just played offense on the last possession.
Yeah. So Paige Bennett goes to the free throw line, chance of the one and bonus, and hits the first. She will get the bonus. I'm guessing she's the daughter of head coach Greg Bennett.
That's probably a safe assumption.
5'8 senior, one of the few seniors on this roster. There's, what, three of them, I think. Second one up and good as well. And still with the full court pressure, 34 seconds to play, and the Streets turn it over. Anna Heffern with it.
Oh, now you just let them
dribble it out. Yeah,
dribble it out. Because
Burdess. Schaefer with it. 22 seconds to play. They have nice, actually, a really good following from Lewiston here. As I see their fans standing up and cheering, and not even all of them are, but they're good following from them. 10 seconds to play.
Disappointing day for the Silver Streaks.
Yep. Two ranked teams, but still both definitely winnable games. And 43-32, the final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the third-ranked team in Class 3A, the Lewiston Indians.
1A.
Or 1A, I'm sorry. 43-32 is the final score. I was trying to give us the benefit of the doubt. Well, now the teams will shake hands, and then they will name players of the game as they do that for each team. Let's get from Bill Allison.
Two players, number 4, Anna Heffern, and number 14, Sydney Schaefer.
Oh, so they're not going to give one to the Streaks.
For Galesburg.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Number 22, Andrea Sampson.
So there you go. Schaefer and Anna Heffern for Lewiston and Andrea Sampson for Galesburg. But, okay, so they were short a plaque. Andrea didn't get one because...
Well, I didn't think that they had...
I don't know, because he just... Eric Matthews, GHS AD, just went and said something to Andrea that... Yeah, because there was one. All the other games, I think, it's
right,
one
and
for
one
each team. So, anyway. All right, so the Streaks fall here 43-32, the final score to the Lewiston Indians. We'll come back with our postgame show. I'm guessing at some point we'll get a chance to chat with Evan Massey this time around. We'll see, but if not, we'll do everything else we do afterwards, our postgame stats and run down our stats and our crunch time, Dave's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. That PA is loud when it does that. Streaks fall, 43-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
I set out to help my community and it ended up changing my life. I'm Mike, and I'm a community leader who helped bring Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center to the western suburbs. Years later, I was grateful to have access to proton therapy treatment for my own prostate cancer.
Proton therapy is an advanced form of radiation therapy that gives precise doses of radiation to a patient's tumor, reducing the risk of side effects and damage to surrounding healthy tissue.
The technology there was great, and the compassion of the staff was even greater. Their expertise got me back to being me again.
For nearly a decade, Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center has remained the only proton therapy treatment center in Illinois, treating a range of tumor types, including brain, breast, head and neck, lung, pediatric,
and, in my case, prostate cancer. Thanks to proton therapy, I'm healthy and back to strengthening my community.
Northwestern Medicine. What makes us better makes you better. Go to chicagoprotoncenter.com for more information.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast. Becoming partly cloudy for tonight with a low of 4, a wind chill value of negative 1 to negative 6 for tomorrow. Cloudy with a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, a high of 21, a wind chill value of positive 3 to negative 7. Then for tomorrow night, cloudy with a mix of snow and freezing rain overnight, temperatures rising to the low 30s. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 12 degrees here on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Streaks fall to the Lewiston Indians. Final score 43-32. Lewiston, the third-ranked team in Class 1A, and a game that Streaks, until they got done with the game earlier today, didn't know they were going to be playing. And as soon as that game got finished, they put 30 minutes on the clock, started the clock running immediately. And tough one for the Streaks here. We're joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, I know it's been a busy day for you here. Two games in a row. You didn't know you were going to be playing two. And this one, I think the tougher thing it looked like, more than physically playing back-to-back, only 30 minutes in between, might have even been mentally, because a team you know knew nothing about, and you know you didn't know you were playing them until you got done, and the scramble, finding uniforms and getting different uniforms and all that. And you got to give Lewiston credit. They came out and played a good game.
Right. They're a good ball club. It's too bad, that unfortunate doing it. But it's, you know, we've missed games and stuff, so maybe it's not a bad thing. But, two pretty good teams to play in one day.
Let's go back to the first game. Central Catholic, ranked number 4 in Class 3A, and you had some opportunities. There was just, in fact, at one point you'd cut it after being down by what I think 8 or 9. You cut it to 1 point, and then they come down and hit a 3, and then you just couldn't get over that hump as you got close there late in that one.
Right. I would say in general, you know, both teams were pretty good defensively. Yeah. But in general, you know, it's the problem we had was we couldn't reward our defense with our offense. And as a result, we just couldn't get points.
Central Catholic, and again, instead a very good team, and then this Lewiston team, a very good team in Class 1A, and fresh legs. Just some things that some breakdowns defensively and rebounding. They were like kind of sneaking in between, and it seemed like more mentally than just. At times, we just weren't there to turn, to block out, or whatever.
You're talking Lewiston?
Because
I thought defensively, I thought we did a pretty nice job with Bloomington Central Catholic. And I thought if we, were normal as far as offense, we would have been all right. That would have game we won. I thought with Lewiston, we went through a stretch where we had some trouble handling their press. But... I thought we ended up, like you said, part of their strength is they get second shots. And, their press, that we'd get it and you could break it. And the problem was we didn't punish them for doing those things at all, that there should have been some times on with fast breaks and stuff that we got some stuff, and unfortunately we didn't.
I think people, it's hard to understand sometimes unless you're involved with the team, that you get into the season, you get into a routine. Here we are after the holidays in the second half of the season, you get into a routine. Then when these things happen with school and the cancellations and game cancellations, it's not easy. And so now the schedule is here. You end up playing two today. Now you didn't get to play Thursday. You're going to play Monday now, weather permitting. And then you had the cancellations of the two games last Saturday, a week ago. And now one of those is being made up Friday. So and you have the Thursday night conference game also. So it just makes things all out of whack.
It does. But, to be honest, I think, the bad part is, of practice off, practice off, that not having the practices you want. But things like today, even though it wasn't fun, it wasn't in what they're doing, that it really is these kind of experiences of having to adjust to stuff are good for the girls, because they end up that's what life does. It's throw you curves and you have to adjust. And I was very proud of the girls, because there wasn't anybody that was negative when they understood we were going to do that. And all of them accepted, and none of them made excuses. They, continued on.
What year were those uniforms from? Do you remember?
What?
What year were those uniforms from that you were wearing? Do you remember how long ago?
I think
fairly recent, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I think they're... back uniforms that Megan Young and Jessica Howard, that group
okay,
of kids
so
wore.
10 and 11, somewhere around there. Okay. So.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So, that was just something else. I am assuming you waited until after the first game got over and say, hey, we need to get...
No, we talked about it before the game.
Oh, okay,
Because I didn't want to throw it on them and just say... Right. We don't know what's going to happen, but understand it's a possibility.
Okay.
So I, from a coach's standpoint, I'm very proud of how the girls responded to the whole day.
Coach, always appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll be back here Monday night.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be one game.
Yeah, exactly. Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks fall to Lewiston by a foul of 43-32. We'll take a timeout, come back, and we'll run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Hey, it's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at breedlovesports.com.
They're free, and with it, you could win cash.
So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at Galesburg Toyota on North Seminary Street.
It did.
When?
We're having a discussion with Brad Bedowitz. Seriously, you didn't know that. Eric Matthews came up during the third quarter of our first game telling us that we were going to be playing Lewiston after this and that Dixon was not coming.
That's why I was saying we're just going to practice.
Yeah. So if you were going to do a game, you would only get one game. Yeah, this is it. Rock Island versus Alton is the last game here tonight. So anyway. All right. Streaks fall to the Lewiston Indians by a final of 43-32. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks were led in scoring by, well, I had three players with... actually 8 points for Andrea Sampson, did a couple of threes and a two. 6 points for Deja Range on three baskets. 6 points for Chloe McCarthy, a couple of threes. 5 points for Riley Jenkins on a three and a two. 5 points for Kelsey Legg on a three and a two. 2 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket early in the game. Streaks didn't get to the free throw line until the second half. Didn't matter. They were 0 for 3, hits 6 three-pointers in the game. Lewiston, take your pick. I don't know. 18 points from Sydney Schaefer. 4 three-pointers, a couple of twos. Two for four from the free throw line. 8 points for Anna Heffron. A three, a couple of twos. 1 for 3 from the line. 5 points for Carly Heffron. A three and a two. 5 points for Hannah Burdess. 3 and a 2. 0 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Paige Bennett. 2 for 2 from the line. They hit 7 threes in the first half. Didn't hit one in the second half. 6 for 12 from the free throw line.
Yeah, 7 for 13 in threes in the first half. And 0 for 13 in the second half.
Wow.
19 turnovers for the Streaks in the game. That pretty much summarizes why the game went the wrong direction. Only 9 turnovers for Lewiston. 34-33. Streaks edged the rebounding battle.
That actually surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, however, 15 offensive rebounds for Lewiston, only 8 for the Streaks. The reason why, Tom, is because Lewiston got 51 shots up. They were 7 of 25 from inside the arc, 7 of 26 from outside the arc. Streaks with only 37 shots on the game. They were 13 of 37, 6 of 17 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 8 rebounds for Deja with an assist. 6 rebounds for Chloe with an assist and 2 blocks. 2 rebounds for Alexia Tucker. 4 rebounds, 2 assists and 2 steals for Andrea Sampson. Chelsea Stevenson with a board. Riley Jenkins with 5 rebounds, 3 assists and a block. And Kelsey Legg, 5 rebounds and 2 assists.
Streaks fall 43-32. We'll come back and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did your sister get a new car?
Yeah, I think it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
All the cool kids are doing it. And who wouldn't want to drive the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Our lot is full of beautiful 2019 Toyotas, and they are some of the sharpest vehicles I've ever seen. So stop by today and start test driving. I promise we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between nautical blue metallic and ruby flare pearl. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights and everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We were still having our discussion with Brad about no boys game. He was busy. His son Mason just turned 13. They were having a birthday party and his mother-in-law's birthday as well. So he was busy with that. So he seriously didn't know. We thought he was joking with us that he didn't
he
know.
He thought we were joking with him.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Yeah. But yeah. So the boys game canceled. If you hadn't, here's what happened. First off, The game following ours was supposed to be Lewiston versus Lanark Eastland. Lanark Eastland called and canceled, said they couldn't make it. Eric Matthews, the athletic director here at Galesburg, came up during the third quarter of our first game against Central Catholic and told Eric that, okay, well, not only are we playing the next game, we're going to put 30 minutes on the clock in between, but now Dixon has decided they're not going to make the trip down here to play our boys. So right now, Rock Island and Alton are getting ready to play, and that will be the last game here of the shootout here at John Thiel Gym. So, crazy night. Anyway, so our last order of business that we never got to discuss, we normally off the air talk about our day's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. I know this is not an easy one. It wasn't. I mean, we've had worse games where we did not name one. I don't know that this was bad enough we go that direction, or we, I don't know. And oh, they're getting ready to do a national anthem here. I didn't realize they were going to do that. Okay, so we're going to pause for the national anthem here.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
All right, so that's odd that we have our post-game show interrupted by the national anthem, but that was originally would have been before the Streaks game tonight, but again, they are not going to be playing. Rock Island and Alton's boys getting ready to play. So, all right, we were in the midst of talking about our day's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. I don't know, we had Andrea with a couple of threes and a two. Had Riley had a tough night handling the ball, hit a three in the ball game. Chloe with a couple of threes early in the game. Deja, another decent game defensively, and we thought probably should have gotten her the ball more down in the post in this one. I don't know. Any thoughts?
Well, the way I'm looking at this is the Streaks made a run at the beginning of the second quarter to get it down to 29-25. During that run, you had Kelsey scoring a two. She also had a rebound in that third quarter. Riley hit a three and had two rebounds. I'm trying to see. Two assists for Andrea in that third quarter. Chloe had three rebounds, but she missed two free throws. Deja had a two and got a rebound. So, I mean, to me, nobody really stood out all around. Probably Deja was the closest with 6 points and eight rebounds. But yeah. I would be okay with her, maybe Kelsey. Kelsey ended up with 5 points, five rebounds, and two assists.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's 5 points, five rebounds, two assists. Let's go that, because actually when you were talking about that run, that move that she made when that basket shot, that was the one you talked about, looked like a professional move, went up
right
with one hand and was able to control. Let's go that direction now. Let's Kelsey Legg, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. So again, this is going to wrap it up for the basketball tonight here on WGIL. The boys' game has been canceled. Dixon decided not to make the trip here to Galesburg. They decided the roads were not safe, and so they will not be playing. And so there is basketball going on, Alton versus Rock Island here, and Rocks will feel like home to them because they played here last night against the Streaks. Man, they got some tall players out there at Alton. for Alton.
Plenty of good seats available. As
yeah,
well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, once the Lewistown fans left, especially, they brought a pretty good contingent here. So
that number 11, 6'7".
Yeah, six. That's all. Maybe it's the shorter shorts and the stripes down the side. He looks taller than that. Maybe just nobody else is all that tall out there. He just looks taller. Anyway, so that's going to wrap things up here. And thank you for listening and putting up with all the craziness that went on here. Ended up doing a couple of games for you rather than one. No boys game tonight. But we'll be back with you on Monday night as the girls will play host to the Alamon Pioneers in a makeup game here at John Field Gym. And that, again, weather permitting, Western Big Six Conference game. And between games, as we're getting our pregame started, we're going to do a little ceremony honoring Streaks head coach Evan Massey and his 900th career win that happened earlier this season. For studio engineer James Noble, thanks for keeping us on here and all the craziness that went on back there. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.